Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight. Okay, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. We are live at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here. And if you're checking us out on demand after the show, we thank you for checking us out. Hopefully you're driving around and enjoying your little tour wherever you're going, and whether it's to work or home or whatever. We just thank you for joining us from all over the world. We actually have people from all over the world who are checking us out, which is very, very exciting. So we've got a few of our regular diners here tonight, so let's go ahead and check in, see how everybody's doing. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Mr. Jamie's doing pretty good. He's calling from, this is Mr. Jamie calling from the great Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington. I'm a tattoo artist by trade. I have a shop up here, been up here about 16 years. It's called Chrome Home, and I like to help people with their psychic armor.
Okay, thank you so much. Ms. Marvine, how are you tonight?
I am great. How are you?
Okay. I'm great. Thanks for asking. Tell everybody a little bit about who you are, just in case we've got some new listeners tonight.
My name is Marvine Lindbergh, and I am a inspirational and spiritual consultant, and I work with people from all walks of life from all over the world.
Yes, she does, and she is very inspirational. Yes, she is. Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing lovely tonight. How are you?
I am great. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I live in San Diego, and I am a full-time student.
She's a great full-time student. She makes us all proud. Proud saying it loud. That's good. That's good. And I am Robin Misevich, one of the regular dinosaurs here at the Transformation Cafe, and I have a flower shop called Flowers for You in Riverside, California, and also do spiritual teaching called Flower Wisdom, and also Flower Code, and it really, you can take flowers, put them together, and I tell you what they say about you. So it's a very fun and intuitive way to be connected to nature and to yourself simultaneously. So there you go. If anybody's interested in that, can pick up me at Flowers for You, flowers4u.com. So tonight, I thought we would be fun to continue our conversation, since we're still in February, on love, of being such a great thing. And I heard a really lovely a saying that said, love it forward. And how many of you guys have seen the movie Pay It Forward? Everybody?
Nope.
Nobody's seen it but me. Gloria, have you
heard
seen
of
it?
It?
You've heard of it.
I've heard
Gloria,
of it, but I never
it?
Saw it.
Okay. Gloria? I think she's got it.
Hello?
Have you ever seen Pay It Forward?
Yes.
You have. Okay. So just, we've got two and two here. So it was a movie back, I don't know, I guess it's been eight or ten years now, don't you think? Something that long ago.
I think it's a lot longer than that.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm dating myself then. Okay. But it was a really lovely story about a school, and it was focused around some of the younger kids in the school, and one of the projects that this teacher created was calling it Paying It Forward. And the whole idea was doing things that basically helped to benefit other people with the things that you had a passion about. So it's just finding those random acts of kindness, and it's just, you know, giving it to the next person, knowing that it would be returning to you, however it returned to you. It didn't have to come from that person who initially started it. So it was a really, really cool idea. So I heard the saying of love it forward, and I was going online just to kind of check out some of the different things that are out there. And there is a world movement, a United World Movement, which is the acronym of LOVE. It says Love It Forward Movement. It's a neighborhood discussion and the world's largest mentoring program that encourages acts of kindness as their mentoring program. And the acronym means learn your purpose, organize your passion, volunteer your gifts, and engage your heart. And that's your love. Isn't that nice?
Yeah,
that was so cool. Yeah, and the website on that is unitedworld.org. So if anybody's interested in that, you can go there or just put Love It Forward, and it actually comes up pretty well on just the regular listings if you want to Google it. There you go. It's that kind of a thing on it. So I thought you might want to talk about that, and just, you know, that's such a great, wonderful thing, and it just seems like in just the past 6 months, 8 months, we've got that kind of mindset that seems to be coming onto the planet. We just wanted to kind of put that out for our cafe table and see what people wanted to say about that. So anybody want to go for it?
Well, okay, I'll go.
Okay.
What the heck?
That's an arm wrestle for this one. Okay, go ahead.
Well, Jamie, go ahead.
No. I'm just making a comment.
Oh, because, you know, the bottom line, and it's interesting today when I was just doing some of my stuff, is that most people say they love, but saying it and being it and doing it sometimes aren't playing in the same ballpark. And part of it has to do with simple acts of kindness and you know, paying love forward is another interesting concept. And if you're doing it strictly from caring about people or situations in general, that's one thing.
Is everybody there?
If you're willing to, I'm there. Can you hear me?
I'm here.
I think Robin's having telephone technical difficulties today.
Oh, should I keep talking?
I think so.
Okay, so, you know, what happens is love is an action word. And what that means is, regardless of whether it's
so, anyway, it was learning your passion, learn your purpose, organize your passion, volunteer your gifts, and engage in your heart. And I just thought that was such a wonderful thing to be encouraging everybody, moving through those kind of things and coming from that level of really loving it forward and moving it forward. It's just such a wonderful way.
But it's an action word.
It's interesting. We don't have anybody.
Can you hear me, Robin?
I think there's an issue with the recording. Perhaps it's playing back what she said before. Go ahead and continue, Marvin.
Okay. So the thing is with it being an action word, there's a lot of people that say, I love. And quite often, the I love might have to do with a child or a relative.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you.
Well,
we are so glad you decided
show.
To join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation
Cafe. I'm not sure
Cafe.
If I should talk.
You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com. and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again, travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.
We're still here. Right?
I think we're done.
It was a short show. So please continue, Marvin.
You mean right now?
I do. The show is still going.
Oh, okay. Well, it's an action word, and part of it has to do with the fact that a lot of people say they love, but either there's restrictions or there's contingencies upon it. And when we love somebody, and let's use a personal relationship or just say I love people, then I'm, you know, in action, I'm going to do the kindnesses. I'm going to be more courteous. I'm going to demonstrate the love as opposed to some of the opposites seemingly would be impatience, temperamental outbursts. And what love is it's a moment-to-moment demonstration and appreciation of what our surroundings are. And even if they're uncomfortable or not the way we want them at the moment, it is a step towards where we really want to go if we're willing to take the steps and put forth the effort.
That is so well said. What about you, Jamie?
Well, I believe that there is a thing called love, and it manifests itself in many forms. Now, if you don't have a form of self-love or love yourself, then I don't think you should start there for one thing. However, you definitely have to make the best of what you have and love what you do and love the people that you care about and try to accept other people however they may appear. You don't know their whole story, so I guess you can take it from there and try to put yourself in their shoes, you know.
That's such a great perspective. I agree with both of you guys, and I also think that a lot of people may not be aware that there's different, it's not that they're not aware, it's that we get so busy that we just don't think about it, that there are different levels of love, and it goes along with, hand in hand with having different kinds of love. So you may have different relationships with different people, and so you have a different level of love for those individuals, or a different kind of love. And when you start getting more and more connected to source, you start becoming love. And it's not so much about expressing it consciously to people, but more of an unconscious expression, to a point where people start to gravitate to you and they start to want to become more like you and they don't understand why. They just know that there's something about you that is attracting, like a magnet, it's attracting them to you. And so there are so many different aspects of love that we can all look at. I agree with both of you.
I do too. And I think, you know, what's interesting is love, especially when it's expressed, for most of us is a given with regards to, okay, from somewhere inside there is this let's call it, for lack of a better word, respect or a acknowledgement of someone deserving that love, whether it's on a personal level or whether it's a service level, whether it has to do with your job or with your family or with a particular loved one or a pet or any number of other things, nature, flowers. But it's us, and I think you hit the nail on the head, Gloria, when you said that sometimes we're just too busy, or we're so busy wrapped up in our own heads that we don't take a minute to look at maybe somebody else needs just a little pat on the back or a kind word even, or a hello, a good morning, because we've gotten so busy in so many different directions and we get jammed up with which priority is which. And I think the most important thing is to slow down enough to really look at. I've been writing some pilly little, I don't know, spiritual, philosophical things lately, and one of the things is don't just look at, look in. And there was a thing on the internet, on Facebook, one of my friends posted about a guy, a homeless man whose dog had been taken to the pound, and they showed a picture of him talking to the dog, but he didn't have the money to get him out. And in this particular instance, and this has been within the last couple of days, somebody volunteered. They came in and paid all the shots and all of the things the dog needed. Somebody else offered the guy a job, and then they couldn't find him, but somebody else today found him. And so the dog's been reunited. The man has a dog, and these are from people that he doesn't even know.
Well,
and so when you start taking a look at things like that, just little things. I mean, that was pretty big. And then there was the man, and I'm not sure where it was, and I'm so pleased to be hearing these things on the news, is that a lady gave a donation to a man, and I don't remember what city it was in, but she accidentally put a good chunk, a good diamond ring in there with it. And she came back and asked if he'd found anything, and he says, well, what were you looking for? And she told him what it was, and he had kept it. He had the opportunity to sell it. He could have done any number of things, and he even refused. Now, this was a homeless man, and he even refused to take a reward for it. And when you hear a couple of those kinds of random things that happen from people that are homeless, we certainly all need to stop and take a look at the ethics. And the man with the ring said he knew that that meant something, a great deal to somebody. And so instead of getting rid of it or trying to sell it, he held it and the lady came back.
Well, you know, and if I can interject, I don't mean to hog the conversation, but I had an experience. I was in L.A., and there was a man. It was like 2, 3 in the morning. I was leaving the airport, and there was this man, and it was kind of a rainy night, standing on a corner near the light, and he wanted to sell me a pair of leather pants. And he obviously needed the money, and I wasn't into a pair of leather pants. And so I asked him, I said, how much do you want for the leather pants? And he told me. And so I gave him the money, and he wanted to give me the pants. And I said, you know, I really appreciate that, because we forget that as each of us, as human beings, that we have a sense of self-worth. And if people continue to just give us things and we don't earn them, our self-worth is greatly diminished. And we start to feel of no value. And when we start to feel of no value, we start to lose hope. And so, you know, I thanked him very much. And I said, you know, I said, I can't fit into these. I said, please sell them to someone else. And so you have to be very careful, from what I have seen, about making sure that you don't diminish someone and make them feel less when you reach out and help them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I absolutely agree with that. Robin, mm-hmm. Do we have you back?
I do. You do. Now I'm actually one of the callers. I don't know how that happened, but I had to come in as a caller. Something's going on with the switchboard, and so we're all good. I can still work the switchboard, so we're good. So it's just interesting. I get to be on the other side tonight. Ooh, this is exciting.
Oh, it's so exciting to have a guest caller.
I'm a guest caller tonight. Ooh, so yeah, that what you guys are sharing is just wonderful. It's just all the and you're right, Marvin. It's those the things that you're always looking for when it comes to things like that. You know, there's so many wonderful things out there that. I mean, it's wonderful that, you know, at one point they were trying to do news reports that was all good news, and that the ratings were so bad that they couldn't keep the station going, you know,
right.
Because enough people weren't tuning in to be able to have something like that. Though it makes me wonder, though. I wonder if
it's
really that
sad.
Maybe now, you know, I know it is sad, but maybe we're now in a sense of consciousness that we're ready for something like that, where people want to hear the good news.
Yeah, or at
you
least
know?
Hear a lot more good news than bad news.
Exactly.
Well, I think
I think
human nature is that people want to hear how other people are doing poorly, so it makes them feel better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've heard.
Especially
and
when
it,
you're loving
it
forward, and you're coming from a heart space as opposed to a head space. When
well,
it comes
see,
to
that,
this, you know, these.
That speaks volumes to how much we celebrate someone else's good fortune.
Mm-hmm.
And when we start to evolve and get to a point where we are truly happy for someone else's success,
mm-hmm.
it makes a huge shift in who we are on this planet, and it really makes a huge energetic shift in that concept of love. Because
well,
we are loving their success and knowing that the success that they experienced is possible for us, instead of actually negating it for ourselves by being jealous and harboring ill will.
Yeah. I love the story about the dog, because I mean, it wasn't just one person, it was a collection of people that could do what they could with this whole situation, and you know, how many beings are being blessed by that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's, you know, the person's, you know, person's pet, the person, you know, the person who hired that person, that's going to ripple out and go into a different direction with that as well. And probably even the Humane Society that has the dog. I mean, having that kind of kindness, you know, be something that's affecting everyone when it comes to levels like that, of that knowing that's options that people hadn't necessarily thought about before, about ways that we can just make small kindnesses in the world that can just, like, you know, because I totally agree about that. You know, there's just so many wonderful animals in the world that just are just so there unconditionally just to love us. Talk about, you know, loving it forward. That's all animals are about. You know,
well, and I was in downtown San Diego today, and there was a gentleman, and I believe that he was homeless, but I wasn't certain. He was in a wheelchair, and
mm-hmm.
he had his dog with him, you know, and it really made me just stop for a minute as I was walking along, and, you know, I thought, where are the resources to feed the animals that keep these people company that have nobody, no family, that they are going home to, you know, these animals that are keeping these people sane.
Mm-hmm. And sane on a certain level. There's insanity that's you know, a part of that as well.
Right.
You know? And that's what I just said, was it helps to keep them sane and feel loved, because the ability to give love is just as important as the ability to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And to get it from other places. If you don't have someone to give love to, that also affects your heart.
Well, that's true. That's very true. But taking it even a step further is a lot of times we forget, and this is, I wrote something about this today, about, you know, if we're lucky to have at least some kind of a roof over our head. Okay, for us, that's for me, that's a blessing. That's something to acknowledge and to understand that with the blanket that we put all over ourselves, somehow someone wove the fabric, someone came up with the design, someone else sewed it, and then you had all the in-between people. And when you start becoming aware of just some kind of a little nice thought or loving thought that goes into what we do or how we handle something, that transfers as well to who knows how many people.
Mm-hmm.
Because
exactly.
it's all energy. And when we begin to look at things more as energy as opposed to just things, it changes the perspective of everything. Because then all of a sudden we are more one or more part of as apart from whatever these things that we are in our life. And we also have the ability through love one way or another, in very positive ways, to make changes and to have impacts and effects on other people's lives and our own. And even with our things, because, I mean, we are a society and a lot of us like things. But if we don't take care of the things and respect the things, we're
right.
not appreciating the energy that was put into it, never mind the means or the way that it got to us.
Well, and I think along with that too, it's continuing the love. Yep. I mean, the person, there was love in creating it, and there should be, you know, hopefully there's love in the appreciation of having it around you. So,
right.
Like, and there's teachings in feng shui. If you don't love what's around you, get rid of it.
Right.
Because it's something that can, that'll basically, you know, pull down your energies.
Yeah, but love, and for me, the word love is just another word for respecting different types of energy, because it, you know, we're all part and parcel of everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're not separate from, we're part of. And so
exactly.
It's what we do with it and how we share it or demonstrate it. That's a whole other ballpark. And a lot of times when we get impatient or something or irritated, what I'll do is I'll stop myself and say, now what's really going on with me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if some people would do that more often, and I think another thing, and I believe we kind of touched base on this last week, has to do with the fact that we've been in a factory or a construction type of mentality for many years now, and that's beginning to change. And yeah, technology is part of it, but the other part of it has to do with it's also raising awareness. And a lot of times if we hold on to the past or are too resistant to something new, we're shortchanging ourselves and we're not giving credit to some of these other people. And if we would, for example, and this is, and I'll write another letter about it, but if we would start converting, which seems to be beginning to happen, our creating weapons of war in all these different countries, if these geniuses in these different countries, and I mean that literally because there are geniuses in all of these countries, would start working together to build and create together, my goodness, what they could accomplish is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at the space station. You know,
well, yeah,
we've got multiple countries up there contributing their levels of technology and their understandings of just, you know, being in a place of peace, you know, above the planet. How cool is that?
Well,
talk about
I
a good
mean, it's
mentoring
awesome.
Program.
But on the planet, let's look at on
right.
the planet, what needs to be done here with regards to preserving farmland and cleaning the air. There's so many
mm-hmm.
things that can be done, but we all have to agree, or as many of us as possible, to work together towards a creative, constructive result as opposed to controlling and destructive.
Yeah, this is, I mean, you know, just like you're saying, think about the levels of energy technology that, you know, so many countries are finding on their own when, you know, when joining forces for the different things and doing collaborations of what they've put together already, how quickly
right.
that could just be shifted and changed.
Yep. Because I have no doubt within the next, I'd say 30 years, there's probably going to be colonization on other planets. It may
mm-hmm.
just be for scientific reasons, but when you take a look at what's happened just in this last from the late 40s, early 50s, and what has happened, we're not going to stop change, but what we can do is have a very positive effect on what changes are occurring and work with the whole world instead of just a piece of it.
There you go. That's perfect. Well, talk about loving it forward. That's a perfect place to kind of close our conversation. You know, again, another half hour goes so quickly. And just to kind of let you guys know, there was some technical difficulties, and they have their technicians trying to work on it. So it wasn't just me. Something was going on. So I don't feel so bad about that now. I was like, boy, what happened? Because all of a sudden we just had some technical difficulties. So anyway, thank you guys so much for checking us out here at the cafe. And as our regular diners, we wish you all much love and gratitude. And we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you.